Hello and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. My name is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I do personal growth intuitive coaching for soul survivors who want to face and unlock their inner patterns and blossom their awesome. So this week's podcast is about the importance of aligning to your purpose. And many people talk about this, but I just sort of wanted to address this, especially when it's times where you're feeling lost or in crisis, or, you know, I'm recording this during the times of COVID times, where you're just sort of going, why bother? What's the point? You know, and some would describe it as depression, but I would say it's just a feeling of not knowing your own place in the world, right? There's very real depression that comes from trauma and so forth. But if you're just sort of feeling blah and you're like, I don't even know why I get up in the morning and what I'm really doing, it requires an examination of yourself and your life and, you know, what is really driving you, right, ultimately. So, you know, we can go into the fundamentals of, you know, a divine purpose. We can go as high and mighty as that, or go into just deep contentment and fulfillment and just a deep knowing of who you are and what makes you happy and lights you up that you could just do forever. You know, mine is very much of the writer, communicator, speaker, you know, that translates into coaching. I love listening to stories. I love expressing stories. I love hearing people's stories. And that is at core what I love. Right. And I love being able to, you know, see other people connect in with themselves and, you know, find the answers so they can just enjoy their lives. So there is a real, it's almost like that for me motivates me in the morning. It's, you know, that's the way I structure my day. I'm still working on it all the time, but it's like that piece can't ever be taken away from me ultimately. That love, that joy, that fundamental place of curiosity, and it can show up in different forms. So, you know, I invite you to take a look at, you know, what is it that you naturally do, that you just naturally love? And you might be somebody who likes to fix things, and you might be somebody who loves talking through people's problems. You might be somebody who, you know, just can't get enough of, you know, movies and visual arts and all of this. You might be somebody who loves being a parent to your own kids or other people's kids, or just being a parenting presence for others. You know, there's so many different ways it expresses itself, and it may or may not be connected to money, but I would suggest that as soon as you're aligned to that purpose, the money will follow, right? And all of a sudden, everything starts lining up. It's like the hub of the wheel that needs to come into play so that everything else can express itself. And I would really love to help you get clear on this if you're really struggling with it. You know, if you've gone through retirement, or you've gone through a loss, you've gone through a breakup, and you're just really feeling like, oh my God, I don't even know who I am anymore. There's so much that's changed. Let's start really tuning in to what it is that you find deep joy and deep meaning in. And then being able to express that in the world as your contribution. It's like this first needs to start, and then all of a sudden everything can blossom. Sounds easy. I wouldn't say it's always easy. It does require some self-reflection, some self-discovery, inquiry, to get it beyond your identity as, you know, my career, or this is what my mother wanted for me, or this is what the world says I should be. You know, I can go into whole long stories. You know, the world told me I should get into math and business and all this stuff, and it did not light me up at all. You know, it's actually the arts and creativity and all of that that lights me up. So, you know, really inviting you to take a look at this. We want to get down into the heart of who you are and why you're here, ultimately, what it is that you're here to fulfill, and then be able to align your life accordingly. If you'd like some support with this, reach out at blossomingheart.ca. I have a Sweet Aha's Life Clarity session. Also, we can do a free coffee chat, see if we're a good fit. Just check me out, and I hope that you continue to align and do what makes you feel alive. We need more of that in this world. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your week.